Craig, a tall, handsome, muscular, but over-domineering young man, was born in the United Kingdom but raised in South Africa. His mother, a Briton, left him when he was 3 years of age. She divorced his father, a black South African, just 3 years after marriage. His father, Benjamin, brought him home to South Africa, where he hoped to raise a good, happy son. But at age 12, his dad was involved in a fatal accident that took his life. Craig was exposed to the streets, and drug peddling and stealing were his hobbies for years, until Ms. Diana saw him being chased by hoodlums. She had stopped and opened her car door to let him hop in. Seeing that his pursuers were fast advancing toward them, she wasted no time and drove off with a squeal of tires. From then on, they were always together. Ms. Diana later had him enrolled at the Stephen Beek Comprehensive School at an advanced age of 19 to begin his early secondary school years. It was then that Craig got initiated into the ALC, the Alternative Lifestyle Club, a juvenile organization which was set up to recruit teenagers, especially those from broken homes, and initiate them to carry out underworld activities against humanity, such as stealing, drug trafficking, and so on. After lectures one day, Maya and her close pal Grace went to Enjoy Your Lunch Eatery to have lunch. Maya was taken aback when she saw Craig sit down at the same table. "Hi, ladies," Craig said in a greeting, receiving no response at all. He continued anyway. "It's good having this great opportunity to talk with you." His eyes slid to Maya's friend. "However, Grace, would you leave us for a moment? I'm sorry for any inconvenience this may cause, but Maya, you and I need to talk. It's all about our future, yours and mine. I know you've been avoiding me since the beginning, which is fine by me, but I have to tell you what you really don't know about yourself." "Really?" Grace huffed. "I think I'll stay here." Maya interrupted her, giving Craig a slightly insulted look. "No, it's okay, Grace. I want to know what this man thinks he knows about me. Could you please come back in a few minutes?" Grace sighed. Okay, if that's what you want, Maya." Grudgingly, Grace left them and went to wander around the restaurant. Seeing that she was no longer within earshot of their discussion, Craig went on. "I know you dislike me, not because of my looks or general behavior, but you seem to hate me because I'm being labeled as one of those NDW kids of so many years ago. Do you know why we were called the NDW kids? It was because we were told by our single parents about the lives of all the married men that lived in our Kimberley neighborhood and how much better they thought they were than us. Well, my single dad died years ago in a car crash. As for you, your dad was able to raise you because of an unusual occurrence. My dad told me your father was into many women and that there is a doubt that he's actually your biological father. You may choose not to believe it, but I tell you, someday you'll get to know what I said was right. If you doubt me, go ask your dad who is your mother." Maya interrupted. "Who are you to tell me my private life?" she blurted angrily. "I thought you were all right, but I guess I was wrong. What my dad told me about you was right. I can now see the truth in what he had been telling me. Indeed, never-do-wells like you can't mind their own business. They go around creating confusion. Because they're hopeless, they want everyone on this planet to be like them. You can't influence me with your virus. Get away from here, fool." She jumped up and left Craig all alone as she went looking for Grace. "Call me whatever you like, Maya," Craig yelled, not minding the presence of other customers. "I love you so much. That's the reason I had to come tell you the truth. You'll come to me for more answers because I know you have loads of questions in your mind that only Craig can answer. Your dad won't tell you an iota of truth because he doesn't have what it takes. I have a future for you. I am the only one who has a sure way to your being successful in life." He realized that his ranting had drawn the attention of other customers to himself. All he could do was to leave the place, knowing that Maya and Grace were on their way back to school. One thing was sure: Craig's words would haunt Maya in the future.